The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's talk about the news for the week of November 30th. Okay, so I said the news is for the week of November 30th, but I'm recording this on Thursday, November 29th, because I'll be traveling on November 30th, and you'll be getting the podcast updates from Disney World on starting on that day. But I wanted to go ahead and, before I leave, talk about the news that we have heard about this week. So let's start with Disney After Hours, because it's one of my favorite events that Disney World has ever had. They've had it at Magic Kingdom for a while, and basically you go to the park at night, and there are very few people in it. You can ride all the rides that you want, and you can pick up snacks along the way. It's a lot of fun, and I think well worth the money. And in fact, you could just skip your park ticket that day and do the After Hours event instead. And now, starting this week, they are going to have it at Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. And they announced more details this week about those things. And we have information, I'll put it in the show notes, about each of those parties. I will be attending it in January, but we have compiled all the information that we know about those two parties that start this week. So if you would like to read that, you can click the link in the show notes. Some other news this week. I have mentioned Grandestino, which is the new tower at Coronado Springs that is opening up next summer. And it actually is going to open July 9th. To get more specific, we've been saying July. Now we know it's July 9th. And the reservations are open if you want to do that online, by phone, or through your travel agent. The rooms start at $261 a night. There's quite a range for the room prices because they have a lot of different room types, including executive suites and things like that. So those reservations are open if you want to snag one. We also learned this week some more details about the two new restaurants that will be located there. Three Bridges Bar and Grill will be located on an island on the Lago Dorado Lake at Grandestino. So that'll be more of a casual restaurant. But then there will also be a rooftop table service restaurant called Toledo. And because it's rooftop, it's going to offer really great views of Disney World, including, I assume, of the Epcot Entertainment, which will be easy to see from Coronado Springs. We don't have reservations for dining available right now, but when they are available, I will let you know. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is something that is coming to Hollywood Studios in the spring, which is super exciting. California Adventure at Disneyland has Cars Land, so they have always had a large presence for the Cars movies, but now we're gonna have Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. You can preview it now. If you have the Disney Now app, you can go to the 19-minute mark to see the preview of what Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy looks like, but you can also wait until December 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time because the Disney Channel will be showing it there. So tune in to check that out. A couple of refurbishment / closures to let you know about from this week. The Tron coaster, which is being developed at Magic Kingdom, it's under construction, which is very exciting. We're so lucky to get the Tron coaster and Space Mountain in one park. But that one is still a little ways away. But in order to do the construction on that, the Magic Kingdom Railroad is going to have to be closed. It is expected that it will be closed from December 3rd, which is, you know, a few days from now, through January 5th. So if you are going sometime over the next month or so, just don't plan on taking the railroad. And instead, you'll have to walk to your destinations. Another temporary closure is the Friendship Boats at the International Gateway at Epcot. Now, the Disney Skyliner, which is the gondolas, are under development. And in order to work on the station at Epcot, at the International Gateway, the Friendship Boats will not be able to take guests to the International Gateway. And this is only going to last a short time through early December. We don't have an exact date for that. Guests can still take boats to the Epcot area resorts, so Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk, Swan, Dolphin, and the Hollywood Studios. And you can walk to the International Gateway. You just can't take the boat there. So that is a temporary closure, but don't plan on that if you are going in the next week or so. So compared to the last couple of weeks, not a huge amount of updates, but I hope that gets you up to date. And the next thing that you hear from me will be from Disney World. So I'll be back here next week to tell you about next week's news. Thanks for joining me.